And this is a talk on how to process a case. Now, we've talked about a lot of theory. Of course, we haven't talked about anything practical. You can do with a case anything which will remedy a case's abilities or disabilities. You can do with a case a great many things to what? To get him completely free on the subject of all the considerations on the track which have become a highly squashed-in condensation to him. Your preclear is no longer free to consider on many subjects. What subject is he no longer particularly able to consider on? Oddly enough, it's the list of definitions of Scientology. That is exactly what he's no longer free to consider on. Now, your preclear sits there in innocence, waiting for you to unwind him somehow or another, and he hopes you won't get his armature burned out in the process. But everywhere that you process anybody, and I can say this fairly safely, of any race of Homo sapiens, you will find that he is jammed on each and every one of the definitions of Scientology. You want to know why this subject is a little bit difficult to instruct? Why you don't get people immediately alerting and standing up and cheering when they suddenly hear one of these things? They hear one of these things and they sit down and go, blah. Well, it's a fact. They do. Why? Because you just hit dead center into a jam in their ability to consider. Well, now, this is a heck of a thing, isn't it? I mean, here you've got somebody, and here he is. You've picked out the various things which he is set on, unchangeable on, you must say, and then you've defined these things for him, and you either put it in as an hypnotic lock, or you just missed him entirely. You can say space is a viewpoint of dimension to a group of physicists who are very intimately interested in this. I'm sure you could do this. I haven't made the test. But you could say to these physicists, space is a viewpoint of dimension. Here and there you would see them light up and suddenly say, say, that's right, that's right. That's a psychological phenomenon. How interesting, space is a viewpoint of dimension. I mean, this stuff, that's very interesting. And then you'd give a talk about sweetness and light or something like this, or you can be happy, although a physicist. And then give them a little quiz. At the top of it, you'd say, what is space? And you'd say, space is what particles change in. Space is a psychological phenomenon. You might get that close. Space is one of the things we use in physics. You get that. Or you'd say soda pop. It might be that far off here and there on a paper. See, I've given quizzes immediately after defining something. I know what horrible and disastrous things happen. Why does it take so long to train an auditor? Well, you just naturally went into all the jam spots he had on his ability to consider. And you just stirred him up like mad. And that's about the end of that. In other words, it's restimulative to listen to definitions and so forth. It's very restimulative. It's upsetting, too. Now, let's be quite clear about this. Considerations are still your top echelon. A thetan who can consider with certainty is in good shape. A thetan who can consider with certainty can also change. He can change his consideration. But a thetan who can no longer consider with certainty on something is no longer at liberty to change his consideration, no matter how certain he thinks he is of it. All he is certain of somebody who is certain of it. get the big, wide difference there. He's certain of somebody or something, a mass of energy that is certain of it, rather than being certain of it himself. So you get a third dynamic certainty. It goes over, this is true because Joe thinks so. That's one level of certainty. Now, you get your preclear, get your list of definitions, and you could say this about the preclear who's having a very rough time. You got your preclear, you got your list of definitions. You've got another column, and you could write in practically every slot of that third column, he's certain of it because somebody else thinks so. He's certain of it because somebody else thinks so. He's certain of it because somebody else thinks so. See? Space is a viewpoint of dimension. He is certain of it because somebody else thinks so. Now, I don't know how many definitions you guys got right now that you're certain of simply because I think so. You get that? And how many you're uncertain of because I think so. See that? Now, where we have these definitions, we have the woof and warp of existence. And if an individual can't exteriorize, can't change his mind, can't reconsider, get new considerations where he can't create, survive, destroy in any department and so on, wherever he can't, we merely find an area where he can't change his considerations. See, it's really as simple as this. And you pull a preclear over from certain because somebody else thinks so to certain because he knows so, and that's just knowingness. He knows. And so what would a person fall heir to after he'd been processed for a little while? He'd fall heir to the bulk of, and maybe more than, the basic considerations of Scientology. And he would know these things were true. Curious, isn't it? Well, this is just a case manifestation. All right. Let's take ARC. And let's get his certainty on ARC. What is his consideration on ARC? A, affinity. But you better be very careful. Consideration on A. Because there are a lot of guys that'll do you in. All right? Got to be very careful, see? That's his consideration on A. His consideration on reality. It is true because I agreed to it, not because I know it. But it really isn't true at all because we can't any of us really be sure. Because I've never had anybody around me who was sure. So, I don't know, people agree with you on something. If you agree with people on something, that becomes pretty dangerous because they're not sure. That's his R. C? That's his C. All right, this is your boy. He's sitting there. Wonderful. You're expected to do something about it. Well, we start in with this basic triangle. We could start in on a case just like this. We could say, let's get something in this room that it's not too dangerous to like. This is stopping. Quite a while till he'd find out that he probably had a coin in his pocket that it would be all right, and that this is also part of the room or something of the sort, see? And we'd get him up there. Now we would improve his consideration. And how about you taking a very good mental note of that as the keynote to processing? You improve his consideration. You could process, you know, in such a way as to deteriorate his consideration. You know, you could fix him with more and more agreements as to how horrible life was and how impossible it was to survive. And he'd be in bad shape after a while. Well, all you're trying to do is change his consideration. There's really neither an up nor a down in life. You could change his considerations for the less changeable. In other words, you could fix him with more of them and heavier ones. One of the ways to do that would be to electric shock him. Wire your E-meter up in such a way that it connected to the light cord instead of the dials. And he would get a higher certainty on how horrible life was. I mean, he changed his considerations for the worse. See, you could do that. Give him a lot of auditor code breaks. Do your processes wrong and sloppily, and he'll change his consideration for the worse. It's very easy for him to do that. You drop him into apathy and say, well, it just demonstrates you don't have any courage in life. This proves you're no good. You know, that's sort of an attitude toward the fellow. And he will deteriorate his considerations, which is to say he'll make them less changeable. Now, if we process correctly, however, we will improve his considerations. Now, the odd part of it is that when we improve his consideration, we improve his ability to reconsider. See? In other words, we make it possible for him to change his consideration. The odd part of it is, if we can alter his consideration on the subject of A, affinity, so that he will say, do you know that there's two fellows in Zamboango that I don't quite know, but who are undoubtedly leading exemplary lives because I just said so, that I wouldn't mind being really. You know? I wouldn't quite mind being them. And there is a fellow that I knew once who knew a fellow who had read about him that possibly it might not be too dangerous to like. Well, now you've improved his affinity. And when you've done that, you've sort of uncondensed him. Having improved his affinity to that degree, you have now made it possible to improve his affinity to a little higher degree. And he'll finally get to the point where he feels it'd be perfectly all right to like people out on the street, or that just because he liked people wouldn't immediately bring about a condition whereby they took advantage of him. You know, I mean, it's a simple thing. You would find out that he is getting unstuck in his understanding of data, amongst other things. Ha-ha, interesting, isn't it? And he'd have a little space, which he didn't have before. In other words, we've uncondensed him to that degree. We've improved his ability to consider and reconsider, and so we have uncondensed him. Now, we've improved his R up to a point where it'd be perfectly safe to agree with somebody who he knew had his best interests at heart. He's just perfectly safe to agree with this person. We have also uncondensed his ability to consider. And after a while, you'd find him perfectly willing to agree or disagree with anything and everything with no damage to his own reality. What's his own reality? In essence, reality, as far as we're concerned, as we share this messed universe, reality is an agreed-upon thing. But that is just our consideration on a lower level. Actually, an upper echelon of reality is just knowing it's true. And that's reality. You know it's true. You could know it's true because you said it was true. And when you said it was true and it becomes real to you with this proviso that you said it was true and therefore it is true, that is real. All right, you improved his consideration of that to a point, and one of the manifestations of that, he'll be able to say, there's a woman standing out in front of me, you know, a mock-up, and a woman would appear there, a mock-up, and would go away when he said it is now gone. You know, most people, when they try to do mock-ups, are waiting for somebody else, you know, to put them up there and take them away and waiting for their machines to act or something, you know. Big, complex communication system has to go on in order to make a visible image to them. All right, now we get around to communication, and when we have improved his affinity and improved his reality, of course, we have improved his ability to communicate, and he is no longer going through bunches of computers in order to say yes or no. We've improved his decision. In other words, he can consider the idea of duplicating, and he can consider the idea of distance, and so he can communicate. A person who can't consider duplication and who cannot consider freely the idea of space, you know, viewpoints, distances between, can't communicate. So we find that the course of processing is the course of bettering considerations. Bettering considerations, which lies immediately and intimately in the province of improving the pre-clear's ability to consider. Now, if we improve considerations, we improve the ability of the pre-clear to consider, change, reconsider. In other words, he's flexible. Now, how do we improve that? That is the big contest here. How do we improve that? Well, a funny pilot is, we don't improve it by proving to him that everybody on Earth is no good and is out to get him and that he should be totally antisocial and withdraw from the human race. We just don't improve his consideration or his ability to consider if we go in that direction. Now, whatever you might think about ethics or anything of the sort, it amounts to this. Send not to find for whom the bell tolls. The way out of this universe is through it. And the basic consideration which he has made, which deteriorated his A, R, and C, is basic on his inability to escape. The totally trapped person is the totally unable to reconsider person, is the totally bad person. You know, it's all bad. If a fellow says it's all bad, he could say it's all trapped. I mean, they're almost synonymous statements. All bad, all trapped, can't reconsider. Condensed. These things all belong on the same parallel. Now, we improve his ability to consider. We improve his ability to change his mind. We improve his consideration of his fellows, of the universe, of himself. We improve his ability to communicate, and we find that we've improved his ability to consider and reconsider, and we found out that he isn't trapped. Just like this. So what is the most salient truth? The fact that people could hurt you, which is to say, I don't dare like people because they're dangerous to me. I don't dare like walls because they're dangerous to me. I don't dare agree with anything because I might get hung with the agreement. And I don't dare communicate with things because they're going to do awful things to me and so forth, are all then evidently an untruth. Yes, and that's perfectly true because the preclear can't do anything but survive. You see, that the untruth is something can damage my survival. That is the basic untruth on the track. Something can damage my survival. Oh, indeed, something can alter the condition of his survival. But nothing is going to stop him surviving on the track. He can obliterate his own memory, but nothing else can. And that's a funny one. You're liable to have a guy sometime sitting in the auditing chair accidentally turn on his last 8 lives. Zing, on they come. Boom, he remembers everything they're doing. Bong, off they go. Just like that. Why? Well, it was dangerous to like all those people. It was dangerous to live that life. Why? Obviously, he died. This in itself is a consideration. Most basic consideration there is. Fellow doesn't remember his past life. It's dangerous. Now, he's in a condensed state, you might say, in a non-ARC state, on the following items. Space, energy, time. Knowingness, lookingness, emotingness, effortingness, thinkingness, symbolizingness, eatingness, sexingness, mystery. He's unable to readily uncondense on these subjects. These are just subjects. Or we could go in and find some other bric-a-brac. We could find overt act, motivator, phenomenon. I don't dare do anything to anybody because it'll immediately happen to me. Odds and ends all over the place. But these are actually secondary considerations to the ones that I just mentioned. Secondary considerations. Eatingness is a primary consideration. It's very funny, but thetans are very often formed leagues. Maybe you've run into some of these leagues, I don't know. There's the 5th Invader Force, 4th Invader Force. This is just a league of thetans, you see. There is another league that people belong to now and then, the League for the Prevention of Eating. And a thetan will dedicate himself to stopping a body from eating because it is bad or wicked. It is wicked because every time anything eats, something had to die, didn't it? So therefore, the most destructive thing, obviously, to this league was eating. So we get food fadism and everything else. These are thetans who were one time a member of this league. Then we get another league. Must stop the procreation line as it goes forward because people just keep getting hung up in these bodies, the anti-sex league. And this now is a league of thetans. It's not part and parcel of the Decency Society or something of that sort. The Decency Societies and all that sort of thing, the anti-vice squads and so forth, are made up of thetans who have once upon a time belonged to this league. You know, and they're just re-dramatizing. They're stuck in the line now, they're possessed and obsessed on the subject of sex, and so they got to have a league to stop it like mad. But they, by the way, belonged to this league before they got into the body line. You can take that with a grain of salt. You can throw it away. You can do anything you want with it. It's not important. The important thing is that these are the things which individuals try to stop. And that list, from no down to mystery, are the things which people try to stop when they don't stop them. So you've got to have an ability on the part of a Thetan to reconsider on this line. He has to consider, again, that he can do something with these lines. You know, he's in there because he couldn't stop the line. Now he has to consider that he does have some effect on these lines. And it gets down to cause and effect. What effect can a Thetan create? And that would be simply, what effect is he trying to create? And did he fail at? Well, you could go over a whole therapy like this. You could get him change his considerations on failure. You could change his considerations on starting, stopping, and changing molecules. Change his considerations on control, that is. On commanding things, on receiving commands. And we have some other important ones. Control is composed of start, stop, and change. So therefore, we better get his consideration changed about start, stop, and change. You know, you can take somebody out here and teach him to run a fast vehicle and show him he can start it, and show him he can change its course of direction, and show him that he can stop it, and very markedly improve his mental state. Quite interesting. You can also take a tennis ball and have the individual roll it around on a desk, demonstrating that he can start it rolling, that he can change its course of motion, and that he can stop it rolling at will, and have him discover that he is doing it, and remarkably change his ability to consider. Well, this is just start, stop, and change, which is, of course, motion, which comes under the heading of doingness, or energy. Energy is the thing which people are starting, stopping, and changing, or not doing so. So the course of all of our processes come under this heading, changing of consideration. And all these processes which we have are aimed in that direction. Now, how to process a preclear? It really isn't a matter of sitting down mechanically and reading off to him a list and having him answer them. That really isn't how you process a preclear. If you're going to do a hot job, red hot, on processing a preclear, you get him to change his first consideration. One, that you're going to do it all for him. He's got to do something. He's going to be doing something in this session. He isn't just going to be sitting there getting you to do it for him. That's about the first consideration that you run into that you have to alter with a preclear. But how do you do that? You do that by challenging him, questioning him, and shocking him into the realization that he is doing something here. You can do that by opening procedure. You can do it by arguing with him, talking with him, doing anything you want to. But mostly by calling his attention to whether or not he was certain that he did that. You know, you say, all right, now let's get something in this room that's really real to you. Well, all right, the book over there, that's pretty real. Yeah, that book's real. Now, are you sure that it's real to you? Well, yes. Are you absolutely certain that that book is quite real to you? Well, yes. Now, you are sure that that book is real to you? Yes. Yes. What are you pestering me about this for? If he made a remark like that, my next command would simply be this. Go over and pick it up. Feel its weight, its temperature. Put it down. Now, let's look at something else in the room that's really real to you. Oh, that lamp is. We'll go over, pick it up, feel its weight, its temperature, put it down. Now go feel the book. You see? If he got upset about being asked about his certainty, he told you immediately in that instant. He told you that instant. Now, he didn't want the responsibility for doing that or deciding it. He wants to hang you with it. So this is the way you cross-question him, racking back and forth on the line. You just get him to make sure that he's sure. You don't care whether you're sure or not. I occasionally say to him, well, it's not my certainty I'm trying to improve. It's yours. Now, are you certain? Are you certain that your mother would really grant beingness to that stove, or aren't you? Well, you needn't challenge me about it. You needn't get so upset about it. You needn't get so hysterical about it. Well, let's be sure here. Let's be sure. Are you sure that your mother could? Well, no, not that you've talked. Well, let's see. You see that book over there? And here we go through opening procedure again. But we can do it gently. We can do it quietly. We can do it in a mannerly fashion. We can do it in an orderly fashion. And for God's sakes, we can do it in the fashion which actually makes the technique effective. Now, if we're running opening procedure by duplication, and we don't have him really duplicate, in other words, the first time he picks up this book, we say, all right, now feel its weight. Now put it down. Next time he picks up this book, after examining the lamp, we say, all right, now pick up the book. Now feel its temperature. Now turn it over on the back and put it down. Are you really running opening procedure by duplication? No, you are not. You're varying the process. You want to know, wrote, down. The other object, wrote, down. Now, there are other processes, but you don't cross them with this one. You don't cross these processes up simply because you're working toward one consideration. Can this person walk back and forth and do this and that? There's another process, entirely disrelated to this process, which you wouldn't run in at this time, but which you could do independently. Just tell me all you can see about this book. Significances, handling of significances, which is a different process. Now tell me some more about it, and 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 some more about it. But you wouldn't cross these processes. If you're running opening procedure by duplication, you run opening procedure by duplication. If you're running significances, you run significances. Now, what processes do you have in order to do this? Well, first and foremost in these processes, you have just plain good common sense of how you process a particular. Above all processes, that's the best one. And I don't mean by that that a guy can just drive off in all directions, but you use some common sense. What is the common sense? You're trying to improve this person's ability to consider and reconsider. And so you want to get him into ARC one way or another with existence. And so you start a two-way communication with him. You ask him about his present time problems just to make sure that he has some feeling that you're interested in him, that you aren't just processing an object, that he is a person. You're validating his beingness. In other words, you're granting him beingness when you start to ask him about things worrying him and so forth. He's alive, you're saying, while you're doing that. And then you go off into opening procedure as gently as you have to in order to improve the case. To get what? To let him find out that his first thought, that he wouldn't be able to follow your orders, is wrong. He can follow your orders. He can actually follow your orders, and he can also, as you run HC's opening procedure, change his mind. Now, if you just ran that far in a case, and you found out he was completely unable to obey your orders, if he started to look frantic or get frantic, you would simply drop immediately into procedure 30. You just drop immediately into procedure 30, go right on through with it. But after you've done procedure 30 on this case, where would you go? You'd go an awful lot of places. One of the best places I know of to go just offhand would be into 8C. And an excellent place to go after you've done that, given that a once-over lightly, would be to go into advanced course procedure. And where would you go then? You could go into anything which would improve the preclear's consideration, whether you used 8C, advanced course procedure, changes of space, anything else, viewpoint straight wire, or more, procedure 30. Your main consideration is to change his considerations. That's how you process preclear. I could draw you up a big map that would follow every case, and I have drawn you such maps. But if you could use these maps without realizing that they led you anywhere, they would be useless to you. Because a map is something you use to determine where you're going. And this is where you're going, to a greater ability on the part of the preclear to change his considerations of existence for the better.